The Court and the Contract. For those who are familiar with this writer's work, the name Denis Solo McKeithen should come as no surprise, for it surfaced in my first book, Live from Death Row, and also was the subject of a recent commentary on how a jailhouse lawyer, Solo, rumbled for and won better health care for his debilitating case of shingles. Solo fought in a civil action filed in the Court of Common Pleas, Erie County, Pennsylvania, which was a revelation of the abysmal state of health care for prisoners in that northwestern Pennsylvania prison. He described how the prison's primary health care official, a Dr. Boggio, literally laughed in his face when he saw treatment for shingles that burned down the right side of his face. According to Solo's sworn testimony, when the doctor appeared at his cell door, he took one look at him and exclaimed, "Oh, that's nothing. I'm from South America. I've seen all kinds of stuff." In that case, there was a remarkable discussion about the contract entered into between the private healthcare business and the DOC, begun by Judge John Garhart and the DOC staff, the court. I have a question about it. Am I correct that Pennsylvania pays a flat fee to the company that provides medical services so that any savings in medication, anything not given, affects the medical company's bottom line? The witness, a Ms. Jerry Smock, the healthcare administrator at Albion Prison. The court. Do you? They get an X number of dollars to treat inmates, and so the incentives for them to treat or not to treat relate directly to their bottom line. The witness. I don't believe so, Your Honor. The court. That's my understanding, that this is a contract between the state and the medical company. If it's not, well, because it strikes right at the heart of this, is the doctor interested in providing care, or does all the care he provides, including the medicine, come out of the profits of his corporation? That lays pregnant in this case. At this point, a lawyer for Dr. Boggio interjects into the discussion, one David J. Rosenberg, and represents to the court that the state, not the corporation, pays the cost of all medications, which seems to confuse the judge. For example, Mr. Rosenberg. Well, there's a lot of different companies, and I've seen different contracts, and it's spelled out in the contract certain things that are responsibility of the state and certain things that are responsibility of the provider. So in this particular case, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you. Question. If you're a private company, even a healthcare company, do you sign contracts to lose money or to make more money? This isn't a rhetorical question. It is a logical one, driven by the laws of capital. These prison-related healthcare companies have the same drives as any other company, with prisoners the losers. These companies, yes, like Correct Care Services Incorporated, are in business to make more money and more money and more money by providing less care for those damned to be under their rapacious claws. P.S. Note the Solo. Check out the contract, like a good jailhouse lawyer should. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.